Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now, usually we don't like year-end stuff on this show because, you know, you've heard it, and we're not going to recreate anything or talk about stuff we've done in the past. The stuff came out yesterday. People got their Spotify, and people are listening all the time. We appreciate you sharing those with us. That was nice. But this guy puts together a list every year. I forgot. And he says, things that I call a bear. And apparently he took these from 12/1/20 to 11/30/21.
Oh, it's this year's list.
This year's list of things I call a bear.
2021 list of things Tyler calls a bear.
Called a bear this year. A saxophone, a chair, a fart, Todd's refrigerator, an alcoholic drink, his garage door, a penis, a moaning power bar, a smartphone, a big hairy gay guy, which probably is... Yeah, appropriate, yeah. Right? Breasts, Todd's masturbation chair, the U.S. Capitol, a tick, a prosthetic leg, a case of beer, a golf cart, a corn dog, deviled eggs, and an actual bear. Apparently, I use that once in a while, too. So, thank you. That's Todd. Don't say my name. Check it in. Right. And Todd gave me a pair. Oh, that's her?
The webcam?
Girl? Yeah. You shared that with me, yeah. She listened to us?
Obviously.
Thank you, sweetie.
Wow. She responded to a question.
You're a very pretty lady. Yeah. Yeah. You guys see that yet?
Yep.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, I looked at my Spotify Wrapped.
Yep.
And like Ward Davis lot, and that popped up. This dude, it popped up on there that I was in the top 0.05% of his listeners.
He doesn't have a lot of listeners, does he?
I do listen to a lot of Ward Davis, but yeah. I didn't realize I was listening to like the most.
He might call you
Ward Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, dude, thank you, man.
You should reach out.
Is that I saw the photo of him? It looks like is it old school or traditional country?
He's just like straight up country music.
Traditional, yeah. good stuff. Not that crap. Not the pop crap. Good.
Did it tell you how many
not like
hours?
I like Sunday church dinner, that kind of stuff.
How many hours?
No, not at all.
Listen to.
I don't know how many hours, but I'll watch like YouTube videos too. So it's like, that's not even all the Ward Davis I'm listening to.
He's going to call you.
You okay, man? I'm
surprised, Nick. Yeah. Here's Ward Davis.
A lot of sad country songs.
Yeah.
Man, are you all right?
That people are sending us, it counts the episodes and the number of minutes.
Yeah.
That's assuming they listened to the entire episode, I bet.
Mr. Evans,
it is weird to think that there are people that are listening more than we do.
Well,
sometimes that's a low bar.
It's easy to tune out, right?
Why we're employed. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
I think the high bar is 35,000 minutes.
Right. That's a Spotify thing, right? There's other ways to get the band. Mm-hmm. We're on all the podcasts. Platforms,
yeah, that's
basically.
Just Spotify.
Right.
Missouri man pleading guilty to charges that he swindled over $500,000 in cash and electronics out of women in a romance scam. He admitted that he helped Nigerian romance scammers bilk the women in 25 states. He and two others stole the identities of American military officers and then used social media and dating platforms to win over their victims.
Oh,
they convinced the women looking for love to send them military officers. And, you know, if you're contacted by someone that you believe to be a military officer.
Right.
They convinced the women to send them cash or electronics to help the officers build a valuable financial portfolio. He allegedly was told to find people who would open post office boxes for the scammers and then collected the cash and electronics sent to that post office box.
Poor lonely women. That sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Too good to be true. He doesn't love you.
Yeah. That was my most listened to band on Spotify last year, the Nigerian Romance Scammers.
You had to be one of the top listeners
there,
right?
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, you were one of the top listeners there.
The top 0.0001%.
You were the listener. You love that band.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A New Mexico police chief has been charged with impersonating a police officer.
He is a cop.
How's that happen?
Yeah.
Not in the next town over, he's not.
Oh, you can't do that.
It's overtime.
All right.
Yeah, and now he's looking at a couple of misdemeanor charges from a traffic stop in another town.
You're out of your jurisdiction.
That's exactly it. Loving.
What a dick.
Stop. Police chief Frank Mathola attempted a traffic stop on a pickup truck in Carlsbad after the driver failed to come to a complete and full stop.
What a dick.
Then this guy then followed the vehicle until he came to a stop. He was in full uniform, displayed his police badge from another city. The driver of the truck started to yell at him, saying, "You don't have any jurisdiction here. You have no authority here."
Most cops, you would think, would be...
don't want to work.
Would be glad they weren't right in their jurisdictions. They could say, "Oh, I don't have to worry about that."
Yeah, this guy's not stealing a purse or anything.
No. He drifted through a stop sign?
And so that is a tasing.
Oh, of course.
A tasering.
Oh. Well, if it's a white guy tasering, then, if it's a black guy, they shoot him.
Yeah, the police chief then tasered the guy.
Don't tase me,
who
bro.
Was saying that he has no authority or jurisdiction to pull him over. He tasered him, put him in handcuffs, detained him. Eventually, never arrested or even issued a citation.
He just wanted to. He felt like tasing somebody.
Right.
Yep.
And so now he's been charged with impersonating a police officer in battery. They're trying to talk to him. He's not answering. He won't even answer the phone anymore.
I love that a cop was charged with impersonating a police officer.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of them should be.
Right.
This guy apparently has
even in their
been
jurisdiction.
His entire career.
We love you cops.
Impersonating a police officer. Right. Yeah, there's some bad ones out there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And you know who knows that? Cops.
Cops, right.
Oh.
Oh.
I'd forgotten about this story.
that was a face.
Yeah, it was.
That was a face.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about this. A horrible story. Police affidavit states that a South Carolina gun store owner.
Why don't you just preface it when it's not a horrible story?
Most of them aren't.
This is a dumbass, though, right? That's why we can laugh at this story?
I don't know if you can.
Okay.
Gun store owner, South Carolina, John Whitley.
The prank guy?
Wanted to do a prank.
Yeah. Yeah.
He put a replica Glock BB gun among real firearms in his store. He was going to prank one of his employees, Stephen Morgan.
Instead, I love gun store guys that pull pranks.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Because that's one thing. I'm not a gun guy, obviously, but the fact is what they always say, the gun people, is you treat these things like they're always going to kill you.
Yeah.
Real smart gun owners.
Yeah. Now then, this gun store owner.
Pull a prank.
Right, a prank with a gun store. Go ahead.
Yeah, this gun store owner, retired major in the South Carolina National Guard, former reserve deputy for the Charleston County Sheriff's Office, former member of Army Special Forces, he grabs the wrong gun, fires it at this guy, and he's dead now.
Yep.
Man. Yeah.
That's a funny prank. That's a funny prank.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't think you have pranks around the gun store.
No.
You have pranks around, like, the party store, like balloons.
Yeah, this retired major in the South Carolina National Guard is a dumbass. This former reserve deputy for the Charleston County Sheriff's Office is a dumbass.
Right.
Former member of the Army Special Forces, in this case, a dumbass.
Yep.
So the prank was going to be to shoot him with a BB gun?
Well, first of all, the prank
still
was
shoot him.
To make him scared, like he's going to get shot and then not shot. So that's even funnier. Oh, dude, I was going to shoot you.
God, it was going to be so funny. It was going to be hilarious.
He would have been so scared, thinking he was actually getting shot. Oh, then I blew his head off.
Man, I got you. Ha ha. What's for lunch?
Yeah.
Now they got an even funnier
My brains.
Story.
Yeah,
I picked the wrong gun. Head off.
Is he being charged?
He better be.
Oh,
it
could
happen to anybody.
Yeah, a couple misdemeanors.
It could be happening to anybody.
A misdemeanor.
A couple misdemeanors.
Killing a dude.
It could be happening to anybody.
It was a prank.
Yeah. At the gun store. Yeah.
Oh, you got to let him go. He suffered enough. But put Alec Baldwin in jail.
Exactly.
On that story, did you see what he said?
He's on a 101 tonight. Yeah, he said he never pulled the trigger. Just
said he
off,
did
yeah.
not pull the trigger, and there are people backing up his story.
That can
you
happen.
Believe
yeah.
that?
It could went on. Well,
there are people backing up his story. I've got nothing on
guns
this.
Guns can go off. I did hear the story though that there was some live rounds brought in from another movie that somebody screwed up.
Well, how did the
whatever?
Bullet,
it wasn't his fault.
How did it get
it's
delivered?
It's not Alec Baldwin's fault.
If he didn't pull the trigger, what delivered the bullet?
Well, the gun. But it went off.
It just went off automatically.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a prank gun.
Yeah, there's a one-on-one with Stephanopoulos tonight, I believe. I won't watch that because that just seems to be, what are you going to do? You know, I got a lesbian Christmas movie to watch.
Think he'll ask him if he still thinks his daughter's a fat pig just to lighten the mood?
Yeah, that'll lighten the mood. Right.
On a lighter note. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's replay that call, shall we?
Yeah.
Didn't they have the voicemail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, from 10 years ago at least, right?
Just to lighten the mood, though, that would be fine.
The Ohio Department of Agriculture is forcing a TikTok star to give up his monkey.
Ooh.
Macaque?
WEWS-TV reports the man whose handle is Rico Exotic posted his monkey on the social media app a year ago. Now he has more than a million followers. The department got a tip about the animal last month and raided his home. Says there's not a proper permit for this animal and you can't have it. Mr. Exotic says he now plans to leave Ohio so he can live with his animals.
Yeah, he's got to move.
How many monkeys you have?
I don't know. Apparently not enough. Here we come. Post sent us a nice science story.
About his uterus being underneath his vagina?
Found it.
Yeah. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was Post that sent us this.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently, according to reproductive expert Scott, you just need the ovary.
That's the word I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ovaries, and I think you need the tubes.
Fallopian tubes.
Yeah, fallopian tubes.
And then they hang out in the uterus.
Once again, we are ignorant.
And we're taking a dude, too.
No, he's right, though.
I know he's right.
He's right on that.
I think he's correct.
But we're ignorant.
Yeah. Scott knows.
Clarence Thomas knows about the woman's reproductive rights. He should be in charge of them.
No, he should be in a Husker chat room.
Oh, that's right. Bitching about Frost going 3-9, right?
Make a better contribution.
Right.
He's more useful there.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, I think I might have seen the bottom of the Husker excuses.
What'd you see?
Could you do better?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm not a football coach.
Nobody is. Football coaches, right?
Many football coaches could do better and did this season.
Yeah. I was lamenting with a Viking / Husker fan.
That's a good one. Could you do
over
better?
Over the weekend.
How lame is that? Little League coach.
It is.
Well, you do it then.
All right. Drawing all these parallels, all the same conversations are being had about the Vikings with their fans as with the Huskers. Oh, well, we only lost by this much. We only lost by this much. And look at this. On the power rankings, we're the best sub-500 team in the NFL.
Yeah. So they're close.
It sounds just like Husker fan.
That's good for you, though. It sounds like you're close.
No,
I take joy in both of those situations.
I think once Zimmer started bagging a hottie, man, they started to fall apart.
Yeah, because he's been doing that for a while.
Well, if you're at a meeting and you know you got this hottie waiting for you, he's 65, she's 38, whatever.
Yeah.
She's 40. He's, I got to go home and bang this model I'm banging.
Yeah, he's been a little distracted. Yeah. I'm going to guess almost the entire season. Right. It just turned public.
Yeah, just throw the ball. I'll see you later.
Yeah, so coverage man to man. Who gives a crap?
Right.
I'm out of here.
Look at this woman.
Yeah, he has obviously not been paying any attention to the defense. The defense sucks this year.
All right.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty good.
Best sub-500 team in the NFL.
But Zimmer's got some young pie. That's a good thing.
I think he's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
And I think we got a sellout streak going, too.
Ah.
Oh, that's a good point.
That U.S. Bank sellout streak.
That'll get the recruits.
That's right. Tom Osborne came out yesterday, by the way, and said, get your vaccine. About a year late, whatever. Still, he did it. It was very cool. But how about the current coach?
Yeah.
And how about the current AD? Are they coming out and doing PSAs for the vaccine?
No.
Tom Osborne came out in Nebraska and said, get your vaccine. People are dying. This is real. Still, by the way, because we're up in cases because our governor's an idiot. But what about the current coach and the current AD? And somebody mentioned our buddy Brad said, are they afraid to speak up because they'll lose the panhandle?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Brad Dixon, our buddy Brad Dixon said that on Twitter, and he's... smart guy.
What would Frost even sound like? Like, hey, I can't beat Purdue, but we can beat COVID.
Has anybody asked Frost if he got vaccinated?
No.
No, can't. And he'll give you a Joe Rogan answer.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody, but nobody's going to ask him.
No. Can't do that. Can't be a sports writer in this state and actually have a, you know, ask a legitimate question when it comes to that. Are you vaccinated?
I thought the team was, though, for the most part.
How about the head coach?
It was a pretty big number.
How about the head coach? How about the head coach come out and get the vaccine? You know?
Guess somebody would have to ask him.
But good for Tom. T.O. came out and said that.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Well, he's 100, so he had to figure he's pro-vaccine.
He's telling other people to get the vaccine.
In the science portion of the show today.
There you go.
Well, insects.
We did fallopian tubes. We did the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most insects.
Bush's uterus is behind his vagina.
Under,
that's right.
Most insects have a foregut.
As he moves in his chair like he's adjusting his uterus.
Most insects have a foregut, a midgut, and a hindgut.
I think
ants,
I have all those, too.
Most humans do.
Ants also have social networks, just like humans do. For social insects, the foregut, they say, has become sort of a social stomach, according to the leader of the Laboratory of Social Fluids at the University of Fribourg in Switzerland.
Social fluids.
The Swiss are weird.
The Laboratory of Social Fluids. Contents of the midgut and hindgut are digested by insects, while contents of the foregut are meant to be shared or vomited into each other's mouths.
Here you go.
Oh, for ants
That's
or us?
That's true, friendship.
For ants.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of
ants and insects.
Like Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, Todd wants to swallow her
pretty puke. Pretty sure. I tick what she has in her foregut.
This is called trophallaxis, or the act of regurgitating food into another organism's mouth.
Yeah. She can share her social fluids with me.
Apparently, it's very common in highly social species like ants. Nutrients and proteins are passed from one individual's social stomach to another's.
That's that great SNL skit where they chew the food and spit in each other's mouth, the whole bit. That is such a great bit. Will Ferrell's always in that bit. Oh, Paul Rudd was in the famous one, I think the original one they did. They all just spit food in each other's mouth. It's so great.
Well, the reason they do this is the ants create a social circulatory system that connects each member of the colony to everyone else.
So they go, I'd eat her puke.
They carpenter ants, for instance, constantly pass these nutrients to one another this way. Ants aren't just passing external food. They're passing out hormones, nestmate recognition cues, small RNAs and all sorts of things. So by vomiting into each other's mouths, the ants are creating a digestive social network in which energy and information circulate constantly.
So So they're all on the same page.
Yes.
Interesting.
But do you, if you get puke in your mouth, do you puke it back into somebody else's mouth? Enjoy your breakfast, by
if
the
you're
way.
A real friend.
No, but you puke it back. What if you get your own puke? Dude, that's, I already ate that. That's not, I don't want that one.
Well,
I already ate that. That's my puke. That's my puke.
This isn't necessarily a direct answer to that.
I just gave you that.
I know.
Yeah.
But
they're regifting.
Many adults in the colony don't have to eat because there are ants that eat on behalf of the colony.
Oh.
Oh, I want to be one to eat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want somebody to eat for me.
Yeah.
So they don't eat, they just eat their puke?
They get it shoved in them some other way?
Well, it's vomited. They are the recipients of the vomit.
Got it.
And
well, they'll still be eating.
Ants are gross.
Yeah, but they're not going anywhere else to eat.
All right.
You know, sometimes we'll get ants in the driveway, and I love just blasting them with the bug spray.
That's some teamwork.
All this evolution and everything. Yeah. And they're all like highly tuned. It's just like, kicking over the anthill and murdering hundreds of them.
We take a magnifying glass and we burn them.
You'd like to find out more about Ant Vomit, you can look in the journal eLife.
That's a great band name, Ant Vomit.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, a singer-songwriter band, which is the weird part.
Ant Vomit, right.
You'd think it'd be more hardcore.
Yeah, surprisingly somber.
And so apparently the same thing happens, not just with insect vomit, but also the same thing happens, and this is a separate story, but it all comes together. The same thing happens with hippos.
Oh, hippo vomit, that's a lot. Oh,
animals defecate into the large pools that they wade and swim in.
Hippo poop.
They effectively create a pool-wide microbiome, sharing gut bacteria with their comrades.
That's gross.
So you're swimming around your buddy's poop. That's how you live off that.
That's how you share the bio.
You see those.
That's how you.
They're relatively small ponds that hippos hang out in.
It's all full of poop.
All full.
Yeah, and they say the bacteria probably helps aid digestion and disease resistance in the hippos when they do that.
I have to assume we got that same situation going on right here.
Well, you're in another room.
Just breathing farts.
You guys, there's got to be some shared bacteria in here.
We are feeding off each other every morning, that's for damn sure. And you guys are feeding off me today, I believe. You know, yeah.
Well, don't dogs do this to a certain extent? Like, I've seen a dog eat a turd.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
I know. Yeah, I pull my dog away from any crap when I'm walking it, you know.
Is it crazy you even have to do that?
I know.
Like, don't eat that.
Don't eat that. That's somebody else's crap, man.
It's waste.
That's something a dog's never said. Well, don't eat that.
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's like a vegetable or something.
But dogs don't eat their, own turd, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Good question.
You ever seen a dog eat your own turd?
Depends on what they ate.
All right.
Good point.
That's true.
Right. Round two.
All right. Boy, that is some breakfast killing time right there at 9:19 Central. Enjoy your sausage right around now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.